There's going to be big changes at Halas Hall this offseason that have nothing to do with the coaches or the roster. Welcome to ChicagoBears.com. I'm Larry Mayer, along with the Chicago Bears Vice President of Business Administration, John Bostrom. And for the fans that don't know, Halas Hall is undergoing a massive renovation this offseason. Give me, talk a little bit about the scope of it and what's involved.
Well, if we go back 15 years, the Bears moved into Halas Hall in March of 1997, and the building has served us well for many years, but we reached the point where we've got to focus on some areas that will improve both the football operations and the business operations at Halas Hall. So specifically, the weight room is going to be expanded, the training room as well. We will be remodeling the locker room itself for the players, adding improved lighting, recarpeting, some sports theming to it to be real special. The gem probably of the project will be the dining facility. We're adding a state-of-the-art kitchen as well as dining room. It'll really be a restaurant.
Can you be a little more specific about the weight room? I know it's a pretty big weight room now. And both of us go back to the old Halas Hall where the weight room was very tiny. Now it's big. What kind of improvements are being made in the weight room?
The weight room currently is 7,000 square feet. We're adding 1,500 square feet to the north. This will allow us to do cardiovascular work, weight training, stretching. It's currently a tremendous facility. It overlooks our playing field, but it just gives us the ability to do more, and that's what we want to do on a daily basis, is provide football operations with the equipment, the facility that will allow the team to get better.
It's a lot of interesting information about the football ops. Tell me about the business side of the building.
On the business side, we have a number of modifications and adjustments being made. Specifically, we will be adding new office space for employees. We will be adding a studio as well as an event center, which is going to be tremendous. This is where we will allow guests to come on property, fans, season ticket holders, for events that we host here. The studio itself will have the ability to expand into our event center to where we can have as many as 150 guests on site to watch the taping of a show, any type of event, any program that we have within the studio. Or separately, there could be an event within the event center, whether it be a business meeting or any other nighttime activity. And with the studio and event center, there is the opportunity for naming rights, which is a first here at Halas Hall. We are also expanding our press facilities. Specifically, a press conference room will be made available to the press. That will feature 60 workspaces. It will also enhance our interview rooms, which we will have two available to internal staff, our broadcasting department, as well as local and national media. Additionally, there is a media courtyard, which will serve the media outside Halas Hall, providing a relaxation point as well as a spot to interview players and coaches. Also, there will be an event suite, which will allow for 40 guests to watch practice right on the 50-yard line, a beautiful sight line.
John, let's take a look at some of the additions here, artist renderings.
Well, here you're seeing a view of the main lobby of existing Halas Hall. It has been modified with an exciting new portico with the Bears logo. To the left here is the dining and kitchen area. It's an expansive addition. In this area here, there will be a patio, actually, for players to enjoy meals outside on those nice spring and summer days. We are adding 105 parking spaces, which is well needed. This is the event center and studio in this area of the building. And you'll see that the existing materials used, the architect did a terrific job in using the glass, the precast panels, that is consistent with what we have existing at Halas Hall. We are on the east side, which faces the playing field. We are using a new material that is extremely durable. All in all, you'll see that we're taking up a lot of space on our property. We've got 38 acres here. The current facility is 100,000 square feet. We are adding in excess of 30,000 square feet, which is quite a number. Unique to the project, too, will be the sports theming that will take place throughout the building. especially in the lobby that will serve both the studio and the event center. That's where we're going to feature a lot of our artifacts. There will be pieces of memorabilia that people have never had the opportunity to see. The 63 championship trophy, in addition to the Super Bowl trophy, will be on display in the building. And just some of the interesting pieces of memorabilia that everyone likes to see. I like walking around the building. Employees do, to see what we have. And now we're really able to showcase that for our fans.
Let me also ask you, it seems like a huge project. When is it supposed to be finished?
August 1st. The project must be completed by then, which is in time for the team to return from training camp. So we're on a fast track. Mortensen Construction is our general contractor. Richard Preeves and Associates is the architect. Richard Preeves is well known here in Chicago, has helped us with other projects both at the stadium and at Halas Hall. And together, we've got an exciting project that in the end, everyone's going to benefit. Players, coaches, fans, and staff.
Great information, John. I know everybody here at Halas Hall is very excited about this project. Stick with ChicagoBears.com throughout the offseason. We'll provide regular updates about what's going on here. Thanks a lot for joining us, John. And thanks for watching ChicagoBears.com.